Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the weekly FX Navigator, and my name is DJ, your friendly host for the series. It's the 2nd of November today and the start of a brand new month. The Reserve Bank of Australia, the RBA for short, has just provided an announcement on its monetary policy earlier this morning. The Australian dollar is down as we speak. We'll spend some time talking about the monetary policy statement and what that means for the Australian dollar going forward. If you're a regular reader of our publications, you'll know that we flagged that the event risk heading into the RBA meeting would likely be in the direction of Aussie dollar weakness. Why? Now, having allowed rates to rise to around 70 basis points beyond its 3-year yield curve target at around 10 basis points, new forward guidance was already expected by most market participants. In the monetary policy statement, the central bank scraped the 10 basis points target for the April 2024 Australian government bond as widely expected. It maintained its cash rate target at 10 basis points and the purchase of government securities at the rate of 4 billion Australian dollars per week until at least the mid of February 2022. These were largely in line with expectations. The RBA also lifted their growth and inflation forecasts. However, the central bank continues to push back on rate hike expectations, stating that the current trajectory of hikes are an overreaction to inflation data. The main points are that underlying inflation at 2.1% year-on-year remains low and the acceleration to 2.5% year-on-year will take some time as wages are expected to rise slowly. We believe the trade is to buy the Australian dollar on dips as terms of trade still remain supportive for the currency once it works its way out of overbought territory. Key support is expected at around 74.25 against the dollar. So that's the first central bank meeting of the week. Next up, we have the Fed, the Bank of England, and US non-farm payrolls, which will make for an exciting week. And that concludes the podcast today. If you're a valued client of Standard Chartered, grab hold of your relationship manager to find out more about our publications. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, remember to like, share, and subscribe. We'll see you on the next episode. Good luck, everyone, and stay nimble.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details on the latest market insights, subscribe to Standard Chartered Money Insights.